You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Men and women of the elite, friends, military and scientific, it is time. You may now light the furnace. Thank you. We are gathered here today to remember so many valiant heroes who labored tirelessly to ensure the survival of the Khalid race, and thus our final victory over the wretched Thals. Let us remember them by name. One moment, I need my spectacles. Well, that's better. From the military corps, Dalazar, Darius, Frenton, Perrin, Garmin, Nida. From the scientific division, Aral, Shan, Akavel. Carvel, forgive me. Ronson. Several others whose identity I regret it has not been possible to formally establish, on account of the blast having caused their bodies to become blended at the molecular level. Quiet, quiet. And of course, the young leader of the scientific division, their inspiration and their guide, my beloved nephew, Davros. Oh, Davros. The things you might have achieved. That Skaro, that the universe has been deprived of your genius. Well, that is the greatest tragedy of all. The good that you did will live after you. Let any moral complexities be interred with your bones. Not that anyone can be interred today, since the bunker furnace must be fed. There is a war on, after all. You may start the conveyor belt. Let us salute them as they journey into the flames. Farewell, Dalazar. Farewell, Darius. Farewell, you others, and farewell, dear Davros. Your genius was the spark, but now I, Sorvad, master of science, I will light the fire to lead the Khalid race out of the darkness in your blessed name. I wonder, do we have any suitable music, perhaps? No? Pity. It might have lifted our spirits.
Lemarius mission log, update, day 204.5 hours relative time. By following its Archon trace, I succeeded in locating the Master's TARDIS at local coordinates 52.52 degrees north, 13.40 degrees east. As I approached the capsule, I saw it was surrounded by wire, huge coils of it, with metal barbs like thorns. I resolved to clear the wire so I could forcibly enter the capsule and return it to you, Narvin, cutting off the Master's escape. Turns out that was a mistake. The wire seems to be alive, like it's been engineered to respond to the slightest movement. It's caught my leg like it caught the capsule. Whenever I move, it tightens its grip and it digs in deeper, so I'm playing dead. but it's nearly dawn and I'm caught in the open. There's an avian species, I guess native to Skaro. They look a bit like vortisaurs, only smaller and with nastier expressions. They're carrion feeders, mutated. They keep swooping down to look at me. Wait, sorry. Come on, get out of it! I've hissed them away a few times already, but there's a whole flock of them circling. They want my eyes, I think. My eyes first, anyway. So I'm down to three options. One, I could try to blast my foot free of the wire, but I wouldn't get very far on one foot, and the birds would still come for me anyway, or give away my position. Two, I could let the birds take me, which would at least spare me from the sight of my leg being severed by the wire. Or three, I could call for help. But if I call for help, the best outcome is that the Thals or the Carleds find me and shoot me, because if I'm captured and you know who finds out why I'm here, then the mission will be blown, the war will never end, and all of this would have been for nothing. So I'm leaning towards option number two. And here they are again. Narvin, I'm begging you, let me die here. Actually die here in this field of mud and blood. Because when those bird things bury their beaks in my eye sockets and begin to peck away at my brain, at least I'll know I wasn't dematerialized. If I die, then I'll have lived, which means Mycelian will have lived, even if it wasn't for long. I see it now. That was the point of me. Mycelian was the point of me. There wasn't anything else. Lemuria's out. Come on then, crows, vultures, whatever you are. Don't be shy. That's right. Come on. I said come on! Let's get this over with. Don't wait for me to rot. Come on!
Quiet! I'm looking for Elrond. Biotechnician Elrond? Dispatched here following the incident in the science block?
I am Elrond.
Ah, good. My name is Sorvad. I had hoped to see you at the committal.
I had hoped to see the committal myself, but it seems I shall never see anything again.
What? Yeah, oh, yes. Oh, all of us present at the time of the incident have suffered. The doctors doubt that I will ever recover the use of my legs.
But then how can you be here?
A mobile conveyance of my nephew's design. You had, as a matter of fact, I'm rather more speedy than I was before.
Yes, I believe Tavros discussed something similar once. Wait, Davros was your nephew?
Named after me, as a matter of fact.
Well, you said your name was...
You see? Oh, no, you don't, do you? But that needn't be a problem.
What?
I'm recruiting you, Elrond. I have need of you. Orderlies, here, over here.
Master Sorvad, I'm blind. I can't work. Not like I did. I might one day be able to teach, I suppose.
Elrond, you are far too valuable to be left to gather cobwebs in a classroom.
Thank you, but still...
Not when experimental subjects are in such short supply.
You don't mean... I'm not an animal for vivisection.
My dear Elrond... That's why I came to retrieve you. It's the rest of the creatures in this infirmary who are destined to donate their bodies to science.
What?
Only a monster would prolong suffering without purpose. And I'm no monster, Elrond. Orderlies, bring the biotechnician.
Master.
Master.
Science, Elrond. Master of science. I mean... Did you never wonder where Davros got his ideas from?
Yes! Yes! I'm ready! Oh! Oh! What?
Don't move.
I can't.
Don't let the carrionoid get caught by the wire. Oh, but you're a beauty. Nice and plump. There's a week's worth of eating on you, ain't there, beauty?
Who are you? What are you? Khaled? Thal?
Kakar! The bait's talking to us, beauty. But we ain't talking back, are we?
No, Arthur!
No, beauty, we ain't. We still got a couple of more cartridges, right? So, we're just gonna pop back into our hidey hole over there and wait for a few more of your friends to come back, ain't we?
Good idea, Arthur!
Yeah, I thought so too,
Arthur,
beauty.
Arthur! You can't just leave me here to die.
You're lucky Arthur found you. Plenty of other mutos would be eating you by now. But Arthur's clever, see? Yeah. Besides, Arthur tried it once. He didn't like it.
What?
Joke.
Good joke, Arthur.
Arthur's not an animal. Not like some of the others, huh? Into the bag with you.
If you're not an animal, prove it. Help me out of the wire.
No. Arthur, go now.
Please, Arthur. There are people depending on me.
People? Like family?
What? Yes, family. A wife, a child.
Arthur got family depending on him too. For food, yeah?
I don't want your food, Arthur. I just want to get out of here.
Arthur must be getting weak in the head. All right. Can I count to three? You start thrashing about, then when the wire's distracted, Arthur snips it with clippers. Right?
Right, okay.
1, 2, 3. Ah! Snip! There, take off what's hand, come on.
There's still bits of it in me.
Hold this way. Hurry up before the wire recovers.
Hurry, right.
It hurts.
Orderlies, hold his head still. Do try to focus, Elrond.
It's just, it's so bright.
The visual cortex will take time to adjust. Better yet?
There are shadows. Shadows and light.
Is that all?
No. There's a strange shape. Something made of darkness.
That's me, I think you'll find.
Oh, yes. I can see. Master Sorfed, I can see.
Good.
Except... I can't seem to blink.
No.
The light hurts. But I can't close my eyes.
Well, I'm no miracle worker. The medics were right. Your eyes were quite beyond repair. Well,
then how...
I've wired a device into your brain.
Device?
And there isn't an off switch, I'm afraid. Yeah, but you could always put a hand over the lens if the light becomes painful.
Where is it? I can't... What's that?
That's just the eye stalk, Elrond. Try a little further along.
Eye stalk?
Yes, another of my late nephew's inventions.
Davros designed this too?
Indeed.
Why?
A good question. Elrond, did Davros never describe to you the Mark III travel machine?
The mobile chariot, you mean?
Yeah, there was a little more to the project than just the chariot. Between ourselves, we thought it rather promising. But you will help me to develop it further.
I'm a biotechnician, Master Sorfad, not an engineer.
No, not a mechanical engineer, perhaps, but the project requires a little genetic engineering.
I understand. Still, it will take months, years to restore this facility to full working order.
Not necessarily. In fact, I have a container full of replacement equipment awaiting collection in the wastelands.
What's it doing in the wastelands?
What a lot of questions you ask. It fell off the back of a lorry on its way to the bunker.
Oh,
Doctor, I need you to contact the Khalid military to send a transport to fetch it.
Why me?
Because my credentials are inside the container. So far as the military are concerned, you are the most senior surviving member of the elite.
Then I'm in charge.
But you take your orders from me, Elrond.
I do.
Look into my eyes, Elrond. That is, after all, why I restored your sight. Look into my eyes.
I take my orders from you, Master Sorvat.
I'm so glad to hear it. And once my equipment is here, then we can begin.
Coordinator Narvin, I've been waiting.
I apologize, Madam President. I was otherwise engaged, supervising an interrogation that definitely didn't happen. Is there a problem?
Look at the screens. Look at the timelines.
Yes. Appear to have been a few changes.
Multiple changes across multiple fronts. History is being altered everywhere and everywhen. Here, for example. Time frame 17,000 Humanian era. Hyperon war rockets have succumbed to Dalek firepower.
No. That's not right, is it?
Attention, inhabitants of planet Peladon. You will surrender all trisilicon stocks to the Dalek Empire.
Time frame 2260. Dalek fleet has moved the planet Earth into position above the planet Peladon.
Again, that doesn't accord.
Yet here, 100 years earlier, we had the mobile planet Earth colliding with a parallel version of itself.
That is unfortunate.
History is in flux. The time war is changing, contradicting itself. Now, what do you suppose is happening, Narvin?
I couldn't possibly say, Madam President.
No one's listening, Coordinator.
Well, if you're sure. I presume these are foreshocks of the Master's intervention on Skaro.
Foreshocks?
Mayfly alternatives blinking in and out of existence before the Matrix can get a hold of them.
So they're not happening?
It's what happens when a fixed point becomes unstuck. The Tower of Cards collapses, then puts itself back together, then collapses again, and so on.
We're safe inside the time lock, of course.
Of course. Well, unless Agent Lamarius should fail and the Daleks' history settles around a new continuity, in which case the time lock will shatter and...
Everything will change for Gallifrey, too.
And the interesting question is, will we even know when it happens?
If it happens.
Forgive me, Madam President. I didn't mean to sound unduly pessimistic.
And what of Agent Lamarius? Have you heard anything?
I have received a number of temporal dispatches. Lamarius had successfully located the Master's TARDIS by late on day two.
And then?
Let me put the latest update on screen so you can see for yourself.
Lamarius mission log. Update. Day 2, 2700 hours relative time. I'm attempting to follow the Master's residual Archon trail east towards the Khalid lines. I don't believe the wire caused any lasting damage to my leg. Nonetheless, I've had to cauterize the injury with a low-level stasis burst to prevent infection.
Smells like burnt meat. Arful was hungry. I'm hungry now.
I'm still with Amuto. Arful. He lives in the mountains, but comes down to the plain to scavenge for food, or weapons, or anything useful he can trade. The Mutos mark their routes across the wastelands with strange signs carved into posts or painted on rock, indicating which way is safe or when the Khala patrols go by.
Are we going to be stuck here much longer?
Sign says patrol goes back through at 2800.
That's an hour yet.
Returning patrols never look behind themselves, so we follow them back towards the dome.
Because the closer you get to the city, the better the pickings?
I'll make a Muto of you yet. All you need's a second head, or a third arm, or your nose and mouth the wrong way round.
Well, you don't have any of those. What is your mutation, anyway?
Huh? Arful changes, sometimes. When Vlador's high.
The moon, you mean?
Yeah. Arthur turns. Savage. Arthur isn't safe to be around. Not like now.
Shh. Did you hear that?
Get down. Patrol must be early.
No. Look at the back of the transport.
Something's all covered in wire. Wait, that's...
the capsule I was with when you found me. Yes, he must have sent for it.
Who?
Doesn't matter. Arthur, can you cause a distraction?
Why?
There's a gap under the chassis. I reckon I can hold on if I can get under there without being seen.
Why?
Because I want to go where the capsule's going.
Why?
Sorry, Arthur, I don't have time to argue.
What are you doing?
They're coming through, Buster. We're under fire.
Shine
that
light over here, Corporal.
They're going to see us. Don't shoot us.
Then run.
I thought you were Arthur's friend.
There, sir! A Muto!
I see it.
Muto, stop! Put your hands in the air!
He's not listening.
Restraining fire!
That's better. Now come forward into the light. Slowly does it. Fetch him.
Sir.
Please! Arthur's nothing! Just stupid Muto! No good to no one!
We'll be the judge of that. Corporal?
Looks good enough to work, sir.
Work?
Someone's got to clear the minefields. So we're going to put you together with a load of your Muto friends and let you go. And if you make it to the other side, you get to do it all over again. And again, and again, and again. Till the day you don't see the hand mine before it grabs your leg.
No! Please! Arthur has information! Will you let Arthur go if he gives you information?
What sort of information? Speak!
There's a female! Under your transport, hiding!
No!
You mean a civilian?
It's true! Arthur, promise!
Corporal, check it. I've got him covered.
Oh, Arthur. I thought you were my friend.
This place, of course, Elrond.
It's the experimental supply store.
The closest thing on Skara to a natural history museum. Varga plants from the Forbidden Islands, rock clams from the Dramakin Mountains, eels from the Ocean of Ooze.
Yes, it was our hope that we might one day weaponize the properties of these creatures. The Archelis flower, for instance, is able to root itself in metal. Imagine what a shower of Archelis seedlings could do if they could be made to germinate on contact with a Tharl tank platoon. Yes,
very colourful, I'm sure, but it won't win the war, will it? The Tharl biotechnicians will find a way to counter it, and we'll be right back to square one.
Perhaps, but every dead Tharl paves the road to victory, the government says.
You do try to think a little bigger, Elrond. What do all these creatures have in common?
Well, they're... I don't know.
They're mutants! All of them! 1,000 years of total war has caused the rock clam to evolve a casing tougher than the door of a nuclear blast shelter. The Archelis flower germinates in metal because the soil it once grew in has become barren. And these eels have developed pseudopodia to detect and detonate sea mines.
They say the carrionoids have learned to recognize increased rail activity behind the lines as a sign that an infantry assault is imminent. So now they gather over the battlefield in anticipation.
You see, these may be the humblest of creatures, but still they're smarter than any Carled or Thal. While we dance with oblivion, they're learning how to survive by any means necessary.
We are Carleds, Master Sorvat. We cannot grow plate armor or live off non-organic matter or generate new limbs or develop heightened powers of perception.
Yeah, but you can. We can. That is the conclusion that Davros and I came to. We could win the war in no time at all if we were but brave enough.
Brave enough to do what?
To change. Evolve or die, Elrond. Adapt or get off the pot.
That's the bunker entrance alarm.
Oh, good. Oh, my equipment must have arrived from the wastelands. Come.
Bring the prisoners through.
Din! Please, this is a mistake. The lieutenant promised Arthur he could go.
Insolent Muto. Speak only when you're spoken to, or...
Nasty coffee got there, Captain.
Dystronic toxemia. I'll be dead before the year is out.
Sorry.
I wouldn't be reduced to examining degenerates like you otherwise. Workers are in short enough supply. We don't want you giving diseases to one another. Corporal, have they been searched?
The female had this weapon in her possession.
An energy pistol? You don't see them very often. How did you come by this?
How do you think? I took it off a corpse in the wastelands.
I confess, I've always wanted to try out one of these. Is this a safety switch?
Be careful!
You, Muto, is she telling the truth?
Arthur doesn't know. Wasn't all she had on her, though.
Oh, really?
She had this bracelet thing.
Just a bracelet. I must have lost it outside when I was arrested.
Interesting. You could almost be a Tharl. Him too.
Yeah. You think Arthur look like Tharl?
You might both be Tharl spies who've undergone surgery in order to pass as Mutos. Huh.
To what end?
It's not mine to reason why. Step into the medical scan.
You might get quite the surprise.
I've seen it all, believe me.
All right.
Extracting biodata. Extraction confirmed. End scan.
Oh. Well?
You're cleared.
Next.
Cleared?
Yes, cleared.
Next.
But I've got two hearts.
You don't want to know what some mutos have got two of.
I'm an alien.
What? From another planet?
In all the seven galaxies, Skaro alone can support intelligent life.
See? Even this sorry excuse for a sentient being knows that much.
Master Sorvad requires all surviving members of the Elite to assemble in the lower storage vault immediately. Repeat. Master Sorvad requires all surviving members of the Elite to assemble in the lower storage vault immediately.
Elrond! You're in thick with Davros's uncle. What's he up to?
Oh, great things, Technician Yaren. Great things.
Wait. Door wasn't there before.
Colleagues, comrades, silence for Master Sorvad.
If I may have your attention, prior to his untimely demise, my nephew and his most trusted lieutenants were at work on a top secret project, the Mark III travel machine. I have decided that all surviving members of the Elite should now devote themselves to the furtherance of this very special project.
You can't just decide a thing like that.
Yaren, let Master Sorvad speak.
No, Elrond, the technician is right to query such an extraordinary demand. I'd expect nothing less from a member of the Elite.
Well, what is this secret project?
It's in Davros' secret laboratory.
If Davros didn't have a secret laboratory...
Follow me if you don't believe me.
Wait, where's he going?
Go on through, Yaren. All of you, go on through.
There's nothing through here. There can't be.
You were saying, Technician?
Impossible. This should be rock. Solid rock. That's why the bunker was situated at this precise geological location.
Davros lied to us, didn't he, Master Sorvad? To keep the project secret?
Either that, or this room is bigger on the inside than the out, and that would be quite ridiculous, wouldn't it, Technician?
Yes. Yes, I suppose.
Risible, in fact.
So, what is this project, this... travel machine.
The best way for me to explain that is by demonstration. Let me introduce you to the Mark III travel machine, otherwise known as the Dalek.
Dalek, Master.
What didn't I say? I've decided to call it a Dalek, continuing the old family tradition. D-A-L-E-K. Think about it.
D-A-L-E...
Like S-O-R-V-A-D? And D-A-V-R-O-S?
It's backwards. It's Khaled backwards.
No, it isn't.
I'm sorry?
Khaled backwards is Delac, not Dalek. You should call your travel machine a Delac.
My technician, Yaren, you really are most observant.
Now you, my learned friend, step into the medical scan.
You want Arful to go under the lights?
Yes.
The light that burns silver, like Flydor's light, when she's full.
It's not just a professor, it's a poet.
Wait, Flydor, that's the...
Quiet!
You don't understand.
The captain said quiet.
In you go, Muto.
Arful warn you, you might get a real surprise this time.
Yes, yes. Extracting biodata. Wait, the biodata's changing.
His whole body's changing. End the scan.
That is an unusual mutation.
Get back!
You think bullets can hurt a thing like that?
Corporal, please heal up.
What is it, this Dalek? A remote-controlled tank?
Oh, it's very much more than that. Dalek, rotate 360 degrees. Now move forward. And back.
It's voice-controlled. It's a small voice-controlled tank?
No, Yaren, this is just an empty casing.
Casing? So what goes inside it?
Someone like you, as a matter of fact. Technician?
I can't fit in that.
Oh, not at the moment, no. Not unless you were subjected to a strong mutagenic pulse, for example.
What's a mutagenic pulse?
Dalek, rotate 90 degrees and charge your pulse inducer.
Oh, wait, is that some sort of weapon?
Dalek, target that Khaled.
Target?
No, not that one. The one next to him.
But that's me, Master.
Yes, him. Dalek, mutate Elrond. Mutate him now.
What's happening to him?
Well, as you can see, biotechnician Elrond is changing. Don't fight it, Elrond! Evolve or die, remember?
You are insane, Sorvan!
Well, genius madness, there's not a lot between them, is there? The greatest minds in history hit the sweet spot between the two. My late nephew being a textbook example.
Don't just stand there with your mouth open. Run! Raise the alarm!
Yeah, there's no need to rush. I'll get to the rest of you eventually. Yeah, after all, Elrond gave me the security codes necessary to seal the bunker from the outside. Didn't you, Elrond? No, I was soliloquizing. You just concentrate on your mutation.
You're saying the muto mutated while you watched?
Right before our eyes, Lieutenant Nova, sir. He got bigger.
The corporal means taller, specifically. Like its skeleton extended.
Taller, thank you, Captain.
He had these strange spikes sticking up from his back.
Spines.
Then these claws came out. Snick!
Specifically, its fingertips retracted, exposing more of its nails. You can see what they did to my face.
And mine. The woman with him?
Whom I'd confirmed was a muto too, although it didn't look it.
The woman with him pulled him away, saying, "No, Arpor, you're not an animal!"
Not an animal?
It was, though, clearly.
Then he gave the woman this look, like he was going to slash her too.
But he didn't.
No, he made this sort of howling noise. Then he charged out.
And the woman followed him?
With her energy pistol, yes. I raised the alarm as soon as I'd come to my senses.
As soon as you thought they weren't coming back.
What? You take that back?
Yes, thank you both. This is useful information.
You're leaving, sir? Even though you just got back from the bunker?
It's still my watch, Corporal. So I shall be conducting the search mission.
What? In the wastelands?
There are only 1,500 rels ahead. They'll only have got as far as a plane, and it might be daylight soon.
Permission to rejoin patrol, sir.
Permission denied. I was given the results of your medical scan on my way in.
The scratches are only superficial.
It appears not. There appears to be mutagenic contamination at the injury site. That applies to both of you.
What's that mean, sir?
It means the creature may have given us its mutation.
I'm sorry, Corporal. Whatever happens, you will still have a part to play in our march towards victory.
I know, sir. I mean, someone's got to clear the minefields, haven't they?
Lemarius mission log, update, day 3, 0700 hours, relative time. Long story, but I've returned to recover my bracelet from where I buried it in the mud last night. The Archon signal is strong. Clearly the Master is outside the city, towards the west.
Can't go straight west!
Pause up, Link. Why can't I go west, Arful?
Kempit's west. Erupt like fountains often. Anyone gets caught when they do, burn the same. Muto, Norm, Khaled, Thal.
There must be some way through.
Muto's marked path. But you can't read Muto markers.
Then come with me, please.
Light soon, dangerous. Arful, go back to family now.
No, you can't.
Arful got no choice.
Neither have I. I don't want to make you, Arful.
You won't shoot, Arful.
I'm running out of time. We all are.
You don't care about Arful. You don't care if Arful get killed.
It's not me, Arful. It's the war that doesn't care about you or your family. Just like it didn't care about me or my family. Didn't care if they lived or they died or if they never existed. But with your help, I can end it. Or at least I can try.
End war? War's like air, fire, water. War just is. War's all there's ever been. No one can end war.
Listen, if someone who knew the future pointed out a man to you, a man who'd one day stop the war from ending, and told you killing that man would mean the war would end forever, wouldn't you stop at nothing to kill that man?
Maybe Arthur would. Maybe Arthur wouldn't. So?
There's a man out there, to the west. A man from another world. A man who wants to extend the war for his own ends. A man who wants the war to go on and on and on until it's not just consumed my family and yours, but everyone's.
Everyone's family?
Everyone's ever.
So, your pseudopodia have formed. I'd say you were cooked, Elrond. Not that you're Elrond anymore, I suppose. What's that? Oh, no. I never needed the chariot. Although I did stub my toe on some rubble after the explosion. No, I was only ever taking it for a test drive. Happily, it seems the recreation process is working perfectly. Dalek? Well, that was the equipment I had in my TARDIS, of course. A replicator unit. It scans an object at the atomic level at one end, then beams an exact copy onto the recreation terminal. Much like a transmat, yes. Now, let's get you installed in your casing, shall we? Mind those pseudopodia. Dalek, release your docking clamp. Quite right. Atomically replicated objects will degenerate over time. Once I've made a few hundred travel machines, we can set up a fully mechanized production line outside my TARDIS. But this will do for now. There. Are you wriggling comfortably? Good. You'll find the controls entirely instinctive. Just think, I want to reseal my casing. There. You see? Excellent. Excellent. Now, I'm going to get to recreating 2 dozen more travel machines while you go and make some more mutants to put inside them. Do you understand?
I obey!
Yes. You'll find that comes naturally, thanks to the post-hypnotic feedback loop running through your control circuitry.
You are the master! You are the creator of the Daleks!
And you will obey me. All Daleks will obey me. Absolutely and without question.
I will use my pulse inducer to create more mutants.
Go get them, Tiger.
No danger here. Sign says pit only erupts when sun's hot. Like R4 in moonlight.
We're getting closer. It should be in sight.
It is. Bunker entrance there, see? In shadow of cliff.
Then that must be it. Davros's bunker.
Davros? Davros is the man you came to kill?
I dare say I'm too late for that.
Yes? No?
No, no.
Some Mutos weren't Mutos before Davros got to them, they say.
You don't know the half of it. Get down, R4. If we can see the bunker, whoever's in the bunker can see us.
What's the plan?
I don't know. I can't just bust my way into a bunker, can I? So, I need them to let me in. I need a Carled uniform. The higher the rank, the better.
Lieutenant high enough?
I guess.
First or second?
Is there a difference?
R4 can't tell from here.
What do you mean you can't?
You two fugitives! Don't move!
What do we do now?
We don't have options.
Throw your weapon down!
I'm throwing it, all right? Happy now? Or do you want us to get on the ground, too?
That won't be necessary. Troopers, arrest them.
Sir. Get on the ground, R4.
You still had a chance. Why you throw gun and camp
it? Because I set it to overload.
Overload?
Which is why you need to get on the ground. Now.
Check them for concealed weapons. And be careful of that chem pit. It looks to be...
No! The entrance!
The car entrance is sealed. There is no escape.
Why are you doing this? Why?
Daleks, do not ask why.
Number 24, join the others.
Undesignated Dalek calling Master. Repeat, undesignated Dalek calling Master.
Master, receiving. Let's call you Number 1, shall we?
All members of Carled Elite have now been subjected to mutagenic pulse.
Oh, good. Yeah, stay there. Travel machines 2 to 7 are already on their way to you with scooper uppers.
I obey.
That's the bunker entrance alert. Number 1, there's someone at the door.
This is Second Lieutenant Novar of the 3rd Carled Infantry requesting admittance to Elite Bunker.
I repeat. This is 2nd Lieutenant Novar of the 3rd Carled Infantry requesting urgent assistance from Elite Bunker. There's been a chem pit eruption just outside. 6 of my men have been badly burned.
So open the doors!
is the best part of a Carlin patrol out there.
Master, what are your instructions?
Withdraw to the transverse corridor and wait for more travel machines to arrive. I'm about to increase the size of my army by 25%.
You can't expect to get away with this.
Keep hold of the lieutenant, Arful.
They're not coming. They must have seen.
All they've seen is three disheveled Carled soldiers. They'll come.
You hope?
Yeah, hope. And you better hope twice as hard, because if this doesn't work, we're taking you with us.
The doors, they're opening.
You see? After me. Carefully.
Where are the sentries?
Good question. Arthur, stay behind the lieutenant.
Where's Davros? That's what Arthur wants to know.
Davros is dead. Huh? His uncle runs the bunker now.
His uncle?
I met him when I delivered a container full of equipment here a few hours ago. Master Sorvad.
Sorvad, huh? It's just Davros backwards.
Lots of Carlets do that. Give backward names to next generation.
They do?
It's a tradition I was proud to acknowledge.
You have son? Have family?
Raven. He's a cadet in the Carled Youth. So smart.
Quiet! You hear something?
Something moved in the doorway there.
Something?
Yeah, something.
That was behind us!
There's no going back. Lieutenant, you go first.
Through the doorway?
Or I shoot you where you stand.
You can't make him!
I don't need a motive to defend me! Hello? I'm Second Lieutenant Novar of the 3rd Carled Infantry. Is anyone there? Get it off me!
What is that?
There's more of them behind us. Pass the lieutenant. Run!
Just leave him!
Run!
Report! Carled mutants now installed in travel machines 2-7.
Excellent! What about the new arrivals?
Two intruders have passed bunker entranceway. The third has been halted.
They must be heading towards the infirmary. Interesting. Use the bulkheads. Lead them into a trap.
Several wounded Carled soldiers remain outside.
Poor things. They must be in agony. Send three Daleks to mutate them out of their misery.
I obey.
And get after the others. Total civility has its merits, but must I think of everything myself?
Stop, Arthur. They're closing the bulkheads behind us.
So?
So they're leading us into a trap. We have to go back.
Past bulkheads? How?
Access is by a punch card system. No, wait, it uses Carled military tags.
Lieutenant would have had tag.
Yeah.
But you let scuttling something kill him so you could get past.
Yeah, a Carled mutant already fully developed by Master Sorvad. We're in the infirmary, I think. Help me search the side wards. There must be a body somewhere.
Lieutenant had family. He was like R4.
Nothing in there.
R4 said Lieutenant had family. Like me! Like you!
Listen to me. If the Master's already developed Carled mutants, then chances are he's already developed travel machines to put them in. Chances are the Daleks are here. Chances are they're coming.
What a Daleks?
You don't want to know. What's with the green light in these side wards? Oh well.
You killed Lieutenant! Like you used Kempit to kill other Carleds!
Oh, the stench!
I foresee it now. That's what you came here for! To kill!
Success! Let's just hope that Edrin's authorization codes haven't been revoked.
No!
Get off me!
How many more fathers and mothers are you going to kill? How many more sons and daughters are you going to make orphans?
I came here for one man, Arthur. The one who called himself Master Sorvad. Nothing else matters.
No one else matters, you mean?
No! Nothing else matters but ending the war!
Arthur never killed before his mutation. Now Arthur has changed. Like you have changed. Like you have mutated.
No! No, that's not right!
You cannot end war because you are war. You have become war. That is what war does. Changes us. I am war. You are war. We're all war. War is all there is.
Yeah, off we are. No. I've got to go. I've got to go on. I have to complete my mission. It's a Dalek. I knew it. I knew it was too late.
Intruders located!
Unstable? How? Oh, I see. Interesting.
Because he was a mutant already!
In which case, his DNA had already been altered. Is the female a mutant too?
Brain pattern does not match Carlet physiology.
Aha, see?
Binary cardiovascular system does not match Carlet physiology.
Wait! Are you communicating with someone? Are you communicating with him?
Well, mutate her anyway, but keep well back. You never know what might... Oh, no, stop. Confirm. Previous analysis.
Binary cardiovascular system does not match Carlet physiology.
Binary? That female has two hearts.
Yeah, all you've done is trigger Arthur's real mutation. And there's nothing more you can do to him with just that attachment, is there?
Warning! Docking craft servant! I am being devoured!
Goodbye, Arthur. Thank you! Oh no.
Gilbert Bill! You are the prisoner of Master Sorvad!
Oh, spare us the Sorvad bit.
The Master is more than enough.
Bring that creature to me.
Kraslis may seem a little strange, but he's a good...
Shh. Did you hear that, Narvin?
It's just thunder.
It didn't sound like thunder.
The pressure drops sometimes here in the mountain regions, that's all.
Narvin, are you listening to me?
Madam Decima?
What?
Forgive me, Madam President. My mind was elsewhere, just for a moment.
Well, then focus, please. These foreshocks have been growing in frequency. The whole of Galaxy 5 just burned away to nothing.
I meant my mind was actually elsewhere, on some other Gallifrey.
What are you talking about, Narvin? Look, come away from the window.
No, there's something you need to see here. Please, Madam President.
See what, Narvin? I see nothing.
Exactly. Whereas before, you were afforded a view of Mount Caden in the far distance.
What? But that's...
Madam President, did you hear me?
Please, forgive me, Coordinator. My mind was elsewhere, just for a moment.
Then focus, please. These foreshocks have been growing in frequency. The whole of the Medusa Cascade just burnt away to nothing.
I meant my mind was actually elsewhere, on some other Gallifrey. You were there too, and then you went to the window and Mount Caden was gone.
There now, plainly. Except...
there's a giant Dalek ice stalk on the top. Narvin! Narvin! Now will you listen to me?
You hit me! I'm the coordinator at the Celestial Intervention Agency, and you hit me!
And I'll do it again if you keep drifting off.
Madam President, I do not drift off!
Muttering about Mount Caden with a giant Dalek eye stalk on his peak.
What?
Now focus, please. These foreshocks have been growing in frequency. The whole of the Mutter Spiral just burned away to...
Madam President?
Something you said before, Narvin. The interesting question. Will we even know when it happens?
When what happens?
But we will. The foreshocks are happening here on Gallifrey. The time lock is failing.
What? Are you sure?
Recall Amarius. Now, Narvin. But we can still change things. But we can still try again.
know what a TARDIS is.
There's really no need to shatter the illusion, young lady. This is my secret laboratory. And you are a secret agent.
Prisoner will submit to interrogation.
Yeah, all in good time. I think they're hoping I'll get the electro rack out. I don't know where they got their sadism from. Oh, calm now. That was so cute. If a certain other Time Lord of my acquaintance were here, they'd come back with a zinger of a retort. Like,
present company accepted.
I don't know where they got their sadism from. Present company, yes! That works, yeah. Just about.
I'm glad you're happy. Can we get on with this now?
I can see you're new to this. Torture without banter? Why, that's like Laurel without Hardy. Like bacon without eggs.
My name is Lamarius. I was sent here by Celestial Intervention Agency Coordinator Nargon.
Please, there's no need to rush.
I was sent here by Celestial Intervention Agency Coordinator Narvin, on President Livia's tacit approval, to retrieve the anti-genesis codes stolen by you from Gallifrey.
Good, got that. And?
And kill you.
The Master is our creator! Preserve the creator!
But don't fuss! She can't cause me any harm! Not now. They're so protective, clucking around like frightened hens. It's really rather touching.
I don't care. I've told you everything. I've failed. Now kill me.
Goodness me. That's what you want, isn't it? Why is that?
I was scheduled to be dematerialized from the timeline.
Ah, so if you fail in your mission, Narvin and Livia can simply make it so that you never existed. Then send another scapegoat in the place you never occupied. I'm right, aren't I? I know how their curdled minds work.
Unlucky you.
So, you're a deniable asset. Still, the question remains, why are you so eager for me to kill you?
Speak! Speak!
No? Well, why don't I ask Narvin myself? I assume he's at the other end of the bracelet on your wrist. Dalek, bring me that bangle.
I obey.
No, you can't.
Magnetizing sucker arm.
As you can see, I couldn't resist making a few little tweaks to my late nephew's design.
Object removed.
Thank you. Why is this light flashing?
It's the recall signal. If Narvin aborts my mission, I'll be dematerialized, meaning Celian. Meaning my child will never have existed either. But if my death becomes history here and now, Celian must have lived, even if it wasn't for long.
Oh, to think that the Time Lords of Gallifrey, the would-be custodians of infinity, could have resorted to such cynical exploitation of someone's personal misery for their own ends. My dear, I must tell you, I'm shocked.
Yeah, it must be so hard to be a villain these days now that everyone's at it.
Well, quite. I like you, Lamarius. Of course, there is an alternative.
Which is?
I let you live. I undo whatever it was that got you into all this trouble in the first place.
I tried to destroy the planet Vectin before my wife and child went there. I wasn't in my right mind.
Crazed by grief, no wonder. Well, that should be easy enough to fix. And rather good news for the planet Vectin, too.
I now know that death is a burden we have to carry, if we want to keep the memory of those that we loved alive.
Do you know, I've never thought of it like that. It's funny the things that pass you by when you're a total psychopath.
What?
Oh, yeah, don't mind me. That was my certain other Time Lord acquaintance delivering their retort. Always there in my head, always there.
You do that, though. You'd stop me destroying Vectin before, so I can't be here now.
Well, of course not. The very idea.
But you said...
I just wanted to watch your expression change, as the hope I'd put inside you was suddenly snatched away.
No!
And there it is! That's what makes a villain, Lamarius.
The lights are going out all over Gallifrey.
Well, yes. All our remaining power reserves have been diverted to bolster the time lock. But I fear even the Eye of Harmony itself may yet flux and wither. And then...
What's that?
It's Lemarius. She's calling in.
She should be here. Patch her through to the main screen.
Narvin receiving.
And hello again, Narvin.
You! What are you doing there?
Master mission log. Update. Day... Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I've lost track, rather. I've been awfully busy creating the Daleks. Yeah, well, re-creating the Daleks. No, pre-creating the Daleks.
Where's Lemarius? What have you done to her?
Madam President, I thought you weren't supposed to know about Narvin's agent. You ought to be more careful. Loose lips sink ships, you know. Don't worry, I shan't let on.
Where is she?
Why, she's on her way back to you, of course. You did recall her, after all. I presume you've been experiencing a few foreshocks of the consequences of my little intervention.
You have broken the war's last boundary, the unsigned treaty that contained our conflict.
Well, you started it. What's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. Besides, an unsigned treaty isn't worth the paper it's not written on. Is it?
Is that her TARDIS?
Yes. Gat! Gat! In here, now!
I took the liberty of activating the Stattenheim summoner built into this little device so I could send her safely on her way.
What have you done to her?
Absolutely nothing. No, honestly.
Cover the door. Wait for my command.
Coordinator? Madam President, I feel strange.
Strange how?
Gat, stand down.
I told you I've done nothing to her, not personally. After all, she decided to step inside the infirmary of her own accord, didn't you, Lemarius?
The infirmary?
Yes, the infirmary, where you took a dog tag from a dead man so you could open a bulkhead.
I remember.
What you weren't to know, alas, is that I'd been treating the patients in the infirmary with mutagenic radiation. I'm rather afraid you've caught a nasty dose.
Madam President, step back. All of you, step back!
What radiation? What for?
Well, it's a little inconvenient creating Carlin mutants one at a time. Sometimes it's better to slow cook rather than flash fry. Of course, the final transformation still needs to be triggered.
How?
By a simple sonic pulse.
She's changing.
Changing into what?
The future, of course. Goodbye, Madam President.
Gat! Concentrated firepower! Now!
Is it dead?
I should think so.
Narvin, this cannot be allowed to pass.
It's too late, Madam President.
On my authority, Narvin. We have to go back. We have to try again.
Any significant intervention would require vast reserves of Archon energy. But all our power has been diverted into sustaining the time lock.
There must be something we can do.
Look out of the window.
What?
Out of the window!
Where's Mount Caden gone?
My Daleks, assemble! I have to tell you, this is only the beginning. We will prepare. We will grow stronger. Soon, very soon, we will emerge from this bunker and take our rightful place as the supreme power of the universe.
All hail the Master! All hail the Creator!
You have been listening to The War Master, Antigenesis, The Master's Dalek Plan by Alan Barnes. The Master was played by Derek Jacobi. Narvin, Sean Carlson. Livia, Pippa Bennett-Warner. Lamarius, Franchi Webb. Nova, Richard Clifford. R4, Vikash Bai. Yaron, Daniel Brocklebank. Khalid Captain, Will Kirk. Khalid Corporal, Zara Abrahams. And the Daleks, Nicholas Briggs. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The script editor was Nicholas Briggs. Producer and director, Scott Hancock. And executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gellery.